Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We spoke last night about the angel of the Lord who appeared to the shepherds while they watched over their flocks by night. And the chief idea here is that the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ is the word of God from heaven declared to people on earth for their redemption. Just like it was necessary for God to act in history, to fulfill prophecy in history in order to save real people, so it is that God's word from heaven must be proclaimed on the earth. But you know, very often in life, the preaching of the word of God appears to be so humble, so lowly, and so beggarly that people tend to forget that the content of the word of God is from God himself in heaven. And so here in our Christmas account, the Lord reminds us that when the word is preached, even when it is preached by humble human servants who are full of fallibilities and weaknesses, it is nevertheless the very word of God from heaven. Because what the angel announced to the shepherds is the very same thing that I and every faithful pastor announce to everyone who will listen, and that is that a Savior has been born to you, and you will find him all wrapped up in the work of redemption, the swaddling clothes which show us that he is the Lamb of God for the salvation of the world, and the manger to show that we find Jesus in the lowliness of the manger, in the lowliness of his state of humiliation, in the lowliness of his crucifixion, death, and burial. And we find him in the lowliness, or as St. Paul calls it, the foolishness of preaching, and in the lowliness of baptismal water, and the lowliness of the bread and wine of the communion of the Lord. All of these things to the world look like little tiny absurdities, but God is present in them, and he works graciously through them, and we are reminded of this when these ordinary shepherds, nothing to distinguish them from anybody else, they are the first to hear the gospel of Christ on Christmas. And when the angel has given his message, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and he says, this shall be the sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. It says, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In other words, the angels of heaven rejoiced in the Lord because of the fulfillment of God's age-old promise to send the Redeemer, the Savior, into the world to undo the work of sin, death, and the devil. Okay, so now we come to today's portion. And in today's portion, we hear, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Now this is the response of faith. Faith in the grace of God is enkindled by the gospel. And the faith which is kindled by the gospel expresses itself in certain actions. And so the shepherds said to one another, let's go into Bethlehem and let us see this thing which has happened. You see, this is a statement of faith. And their actions are the actions that are motivated by faith. And so let's go to Bethlehem, see this thing which has happened, which the Lord hath made known to us. That is, that the word of God is what has proclaimed this to us. It has happened in accordance with the word of God. Let's go see this thing. And so they go to Bethlehem. And it says that when they got to Bethlehem, they came with haste. So they hurried to Bethlehem, and they found Mary, and they found Joseph, and they found the babe lying in a manger. I can pretty much guarantee you that Jesus was the only baby in Bethlehem lying in a manger. So it wasn't hard. Any of you here seen that baby laying in a manger? Oh yeah, two blocks down to the left and then to the right, right? Just go in the door, there he is. And boom, they found it. So it wasn't hard to do. This shall be the sign unto you, right? So they found the babe wrapped, lying in a manger. And then it says in verse 17, when they had seen it, that is, when they had seen Christ, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. We say in Martin Luther's explanation to the third article of the Creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, all right? And he has enlightened me with his gifts and sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, and enlightens the whole Christian church on earth. So just as the word of the angel to the shepherds caused them to gather around Jesus in Bethlehem, so it is that the word of God causes us to gather around Jesus in the waters of baptism, in the Lord's Supper, and in the preaching of the gospel. So this morning, you and I are doing the same thing that the shepherds did along with Mary and Joseph and anyone else who happened to be on the scene today. We are all gathered together by the Holy Ghost at the behest of the gospel, and we gather around Jesus and we rejoice in God's keeping his word. And then as we go out into the world, we make known abroad the saying which was told us about this child. And so it is that we proclaim the gospel in our daily vocations as we live out our lives as Christians in the world. Now it says that people wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. In other words, they knew that something had happened. They're not sure that they were going to do anything about it, but they were certainly impressed with the message of the shepherds. And that's what happens. You have no guarantee that when you share the word of God with someone, that they will fall to their knees, repent of their sins, trust in Jesus Christ, and from that moment on be zealous Christians, all you might do is elicit wonder in the people who hear you. But the seed is sown, because the word of God never returns empty to the one who sent it. And so it is. God sends his word, and it will accomplish the purposes that he has sent it for. All we are is the messengers. God is the one who does the work. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her hearts. And here, Mary is a picture of the faithful church member who hears and watches, partakes and listens, and she treasures these things in her heart. She does not allow things to go in one ear and out the other. She treasures the things of the Lord in her heart. And then the last thing we see in our account for today is that the shepherds, two of the shepherds went to Jerusalem and opened up a big discount Christian bookstore, and two of them went out into the wilderness and opened a Hallelujah retreat center. Wait, oh, that must be in the New International Version. No, it says here that the shepherds returned. They went back to the hillside. They went back to their sheep. They went back to their rightful daily vocation. You know, the unromantic thing that you and I do from Sunday to Sunday? They went back to their ordinary tasks, but they went back glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told to them. So we gather together around the Lord Jesus, we hear the word, we receive the sacraments, and then we go back out into our regular lives, but we go back with a different attitude, with an attitude that rejoices and glorifies God for the truth of the gospel and for the eternal life that God's word surely and indeed promises us. And so today we see a picture of the gospel being preached and what the gospel produces in the lives of those who hear it. And we rejoice in this on this Christmas day. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.